From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca reporting. No agreement today at the climate conference in Paris. French Foreign Minister Laurent Fabius has announced from the UN climate talks in Paris that a final agreement will not be produced from the conference until Saturday rather than late Friday as scheduled. Mr. Fabius made the announcement early Friday morning after what sources say was a hard night of negotiations among officials from the 195 nations attending. A series of truck bombs in northeast Syria has killed at least 22 people, a monitoring group said Friday, in the latest act of violence that comes amid a new wave of Syrian diplomacy. According to the Syrian Observatory for Human Rights, the bombs went off near a health center and a vegetable market in the Kurdish-held town of Taltamer in Hasaka province. The British-based group, which has a network of contacts on the ground in Syria, said dozens were also wounded in the late Thursday attacks, adding the death toll is likely to rise. Canada has welcomed its first plane load of Syrian refugees. The Canadian military plane carrying 163 Syrians arrived late Thursday in Toronto. The refugees were greeted upon their arrival by Prime Minister Justin Trudeau.
But it's not just about receiving them tonight. It's about the hard work we're all going to do in the coming weeks, months, and indeed years to ensure that everyone who passes through here tonight and in the weeks and months to come are able to build a life for themselves, for their family, and also contribute fully to the continued growth of this extraordinary country.
Now, Canada is set to welcome 25,000 refugees by the end of February. This is VOA News. In spite of differences with the U.S. over the fate of Syrian President Bashar al-Assad, Secretary of State John Kerry says Russia has been constructive in the multinational effort to find a political settlement for Syria. Secretary Kerry commented on the sidelines of the climate change summit in Paris. The U.S. military says the coalition fighting Islamic State militants in Iraq and Syria has killed the group's finance minister and two other senior leaders. Spokesman Steve Warren said Thursday the attacks killed Abu Salah, the Islamic State's financial minister, and another leader who acted as an executive officer. One of the top fugitive suspects in the 1994 Rwandan genocide has been arrested in the Democratic Republic of Congo. The United Nations says that Ladislas Ntaganzwa, a former mayor accused of orchestrating the deaths of some 20,000 ethnic Tutsis, was arrested in the Congo on Wednesday. The UN-backed Tribunal for Rwanda has charged him with two counts of genocide and three counts of crimes against humanity. Gunfire and explosions were heard outside of the Burundian capital in the early morning hours Friday after militants reportedly attacked at least two military sites. Several deaths have been reported in clashes between soldiers and their attackers, although details are still not clear. The Associated Press reports that police and military vehicles are patrolling the streets of the capital of Bujumbura with roadblocks set up to block civilians from the roads. New polls suggest that Donald Trump remains the top pick of Republican voters less than 8 weeks before the first votes are cast in Iowa. Mr. Trump set off a political firestorm earlier this week when he proposed temporarily banning Muslims from coming to the United States. With more from Houston, here's Greg Flakus for VOA.
Supporters of billionaire real estate magnate Donald Trump seem unbothered by his blunt and often offensive statements. Even when he says things that are proven to be wrong, they maintain their zeal. Kirby Goidell, who works on public policy research at Texas A&M University, says many people see Trump as refreshingly frank.
His persona is brash and speak your mind, and it's okay if you're wrong as long as you're saying things that need to be said.
Recent polls in Iowa and South Carolina show growing support for Texas Senator Ted Cruz. Still, Donald Trump remains in the lead in most polls, and he's even tying Cruz in his home state of Texas. Greg Flakus, VOA News, Houston.
Now, the Iowa caucuses are scheduled for less than 2 months away, February 1st of 2016. Just over a week later, on February 9th, will be the first primary in the state of New Hampshire. Joe Palca reporting from Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.